The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. And today we are back with Dr. Ashonda St. John, who's a board-certified specialist in obstetrics and gynecology, and she's also the new chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, and the medical director of Advanced OB-GYN Associates next to the Health Alliance Hospital's Broadway campus. And today we're going to be continuing our conversation on maternal health and wellness, healthy pregnancies, maternal health disparities, and other topics that are related to that. So welcome back, Dr. St. John. It's good to have you back again.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to have this opportunity to reach such a large audience about issues that affect in or around women's health. So thank you.
Well, it's great. And it's really, really, I'm sure a lot of our listeners have an interest in this. So last week, Dr. St. John, we talked about the COVID-19 pandemic and pregnancy and maternal mortality disparities among different racial, ethnic, and social groups. This week, I'd like to talk about the baby-friendly designation that Health Alliance Hospital's Broadway campus earned and why that's important to mothers and babies both. So in terms of, and we'll get to that in a moment, but first, can you talk to our listeners a little bit? And we touched on this last week. From your perspective, what is the most important issue in women's health that you've seen in your practice, in your experience?
I think this is a very important question at a very important time. And I think that what patients are seeking is quality healthcare that's layered in compassion and empathy. They want to ensure that their voices are heard and their needs are addressed. They want to have an understanding of how the impact of COVID has affected their daily lives and also their reproductive health. You know, and there also has to be an acknowledgement of mental health and an impact on their daily life. And we want to also make sure that there is health equity and access to quality health care that ensures the safety of themselves and their families and their newborns. So we want to also be sensitive to the social determinants of health that can impact one's life as well. So it's kind of a culmination of things that are important to us, to all of us, as we kind of seek healthy lives and healthy journeys throughout one's lifetime.
Mm-hmm. And as a medical doctor in a medical practice, how do you address some of the issues that are not directly medical or physiological, such as social determinants and others? How do you work with your patients or communicate with your patients to understand the total context of their lives?
Yeah, I think that it's very important to kind of have an approach that looks at the biopsychosocial aspects of one's life. So again, we have to ask those important questions in terms of, you know, is there any kind of food insecurity? Are there transportation issues? Are there income deficiencies? And especially now during COVID, when so many people have been impacted by the loss of employment or insurance changes, we have to be sensitive to the needs of the patients. So you have to have those conversations with the patients in terms of having a better understanding how you can strategize on a comprehensive patient-centered approach that will address all of their needs.
Mm-hmm. And what about reproductive health? From the notes that you provided, it talks about sexual and reproductive health problems being responsible for about a third of health issues for women between the ages of 15 and 44. Can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, so I think that we have to continue to encourage and support women through their life journey. We want to encourage them to have their scheduled cancer screening with pap smears and mammography. We want to also promote routine well woman health exams. We want to promote healthy living, such as balanced diets and also exercising as a part of their daily routine. We want to also address preconceptual counseling and kind of developing measures that would prepare one for pregnancy, postpartum, and also kind of throughout their life journey.
Mm-hmm. And as a father, a proud father of a 15-year-old daughter, and I'm sure if she's listening, she'll be rolling her eyes and telling me that I embarrass her, but without getting it, I won't mention her name and get into details. But if I'm a parent of a 15-year-old girl, and so what do I need to know as a parent about in ensuring that my daughter grows up as healthy as possible in this regard?
Yeah. So, you know, 15 years old, they're still kind of under the pediatric realm. But, you know, you want to make sure that they have achieved all the normal developmental levels that they should. And this is usually monitored by their pediatrician. But in terms of gynecological, you know, that's something that we would kind of take over if there's any kind of menstrual irregularities or those type of complexities that can be addressed by a gynecologist.
Mm-hmm. And so getting back to pregnancy, a lot of women are turning to midwives for care. How does that integrate with working with a medical doctor?
Yeah. So I think it's very important to clarify what is a midwife and what is the definition of a midwife. So we need to make sure that we understand that midwives are healthcare professionals, and they provide both obstetric and gynecologic care, and they have specific skills in low risk patient population. They can provide family planning, labor, birth, postpartum care, newborn care, women's health, and reproductive care. So I think that when we look at midwifery, they are an important part of obstetrics as a practice, but we just need to understand that they have a different scope of practice. So although they are able to deliver babies, they do not have the surgical background or surgical training to provide any kind of surgical intervention that may be needed in terms of delivery of an infant. But we do have a midwife in our practice. Her name is Caitlin Greenoff, and she comes with a wealth of experience, over 10 years of experience in the midwifery discipline. And she's also a lactation consultant. So midwives are essential to providing that kind of personalized care for women. And they are a plausible option when one seeks care for obstetrical needs.
Mm-hmm. And I know when my daughter was born, we had a doctor, a midwife, and a doula together as a team, which was really, I mean, you know, not knowing much about, this is our first child, and not knowing anything about the process. It was just so helpful to have those various perspectives available. So can you tell our listeners the difference between what is a doula, and how does a doula interact with the midwife and yourself?
Absolutely. So a doula is a trained support person who most commonly is present during the labor process, but also can be quite helpful in the prenatal course of the patient and also postpartumly. The goal and the role is to help the client feel safe and comfortable, complementing the role of the healthcare professionals. So we all work within one another to provide the best care for the patients. So it's kind of like you're peeling back the layers of support that we're able to support pregnant people during their time of delivery. Now, the contributions of doulas during the reproductive experience have been studied and have been shown to be beneficial, and they have also improved the perception of the birthing experience. So it is very, very important to kind of explore what would be your needs during the birthing process. And also if a doula would be a positive addition for you during that time. We have to take into note that sometimes it's very difficult for the support person to see their loved one in pain. So the doula is able to provide that extra layer of support during labor and delivery.
That was going to lead up to my next question. Does the team involve, I was present at my daughter's birth through the whole process, but not knowing anything about it, or even before we got to the delivery, do those individuals and yourself do all help the entire family surrounding the pregnant woman?
So the doula is, so again, it's a Greek term. If we go back to the definition of the word, and it means support person. And so they not only support the patient, but they support the whole family. And so again, doulas can also be present in the prenatal course. Sometimes they accompany patients for appointments, but also they can support the whole family and just kind of provide that extra layer that one may need during labor.
That's really great. And I know that Health Alliance has a number of progressive things which have been put into place, and you being the new chair of Health Alliance's OBGYN department, I'm sure that our listeners want to hear about the innovative new things that have been put into place to help women and families with the pregnancy. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
At WMC Health, we know emergencies don't wait, and neither should our patients. That's why we pledge to see you within 30 minutes or less. At Health Alliance on Broadway in Kingston, and at Margaretville Hospital on Route 28 in Margaretville. Our emergency departments offer safe and protective environments and are backed by the full services of our WMC Health Network hospitals. Right there if you need more care. If you have an emergency, please call 911 or go to the emergency room closest to you.
For the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and our guest today is Dr. Ashonda St. John, who's a board-certified specialist in obstetrics and gynecology. She's the new chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, and the new medical director of Advanced OBGYN Associates, also near the Broadway campus in Kingston. And Dr. St. John, before the break, we were talking about the various support services for pregnancy, the support teams, midwives, doulas, in addition to the medical services. And we know that Health Alliance has put into place some really innovative practices, some really special practices. Can you tell us a little bit about what those things are?
Sure. So we have kind of really sought out what can make the birthing experience special for our patients. And we have tried to develop patient-focused and patient-sensitive modes that we are able to enhance one's birth and hopefully the happiest day of their life. So we do offer water births. We offer hydrotherapy. We also have wireless fetal monitoring. And so we look at it as the freedom of movement. The hospital has this technology which allows the mother to not be confined to the bed during the birthing process, but able to ambulate throughout the room. And this wireless monitoring is also waterproof. So they're able to use the shower, or use hydrotherapy, but also kind of explore different options for pain management and comfort measures. They're allowed to also use the birthing ball. We have rocking chairs in the room, and this helps reduce the anxiety and soothe pain during this labor process. We also offer what are called LDRPs, which is they labor, they deliver, and they actually recover and postpartum in the same room. So they don't have to move any of their personal items, and they're actually able to kind of be at home in the same room. We also offer free virtual childbirth and breastfeeding classes. So free of cost for our patients, and it's a Zoom meeting. And so this has been especially important during this COVID climate where we can't have any socially distance. We have to have social distancing. We also offer nitrous oxide as a laughing gas, as known in the dental office, but as an opportunity for pain management as well. We have telemedicine neonatology if needed. We also provide a celebratory meal, and also we have the implementation of the safety motherhood initiatives that address high-risk situations that may occur, like postpartum hemorrhage or severe hypertension or even thromboembolic events.
And can you elaborate a little bit on water births for folks or women who may not be aware of what that option involves?
Yeah. So water births is when you actually deliver in a hydrotherapy tub. Unfortunately, now, because of COVID, it is suspended out of what is recommended from ACOG, which is the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology and the Department of Health. But hopefully, once this pandemic has resolved, it's something that we can resume. But we are one of the only hospitals in the region that can provide that service.
Mm-hmm. Are the rooms set up in a way that the father or other, you know, close family members of the woman's choosing can be there and spend time?
Absolutely. The rooms are quite large in size. They're almost, I think, what you would say a double room. So there is also, we provide bedding, so an actual bed for the support person or their partner. And we make it quite comfortable and accommodating for all that are in attendance for the birth of the child.
That's really wonderful. That's very special. I understand that Health Alliance has been awarded a coveted status as a baby-friendly hospital. Exactly what does that involve? Why is that such a big deal?
The baby-friendly designation improves the role of maternity services to enable mothers to breastfeed their babies. It improves care of pregnant women, mothers, and newborns at health facilities that provide maternity services for promoting and supporting breastfeeding. So we received this very, very illustrious designation, and we are the only baby-friendly birth facility between the Bear Mountain Bridge and Albany. This initiative was launched worldwide in 1991 by the World Health Organization and UNICEF, and it is considered the gold standard for maternity care.
Wow, that's really fantastic. That's really, congratulations to you and the hospital on that. That's really wonderful. So, what about I know the value, having studied it a bit and having gone through the experience with my wife, who breastfed our daughter. Can you talk about the advantages of breastfeeding a little bit and why and how that contributes to the health of the child long term or short term?
Yeah. So breastfeeding actually passes on immunity to the baby, which the newborn is doesn't have a completely formed immune system. So kind of passing on those antibodies actually is preventative and protective for the baby against any kind of illness. So studies have shown that breastfed children are actually smarter or healthier, have less hospitalizations, require less medications. And actually there were studies done that show breastfed children are more likely to go to college. So there are several studies that are quite impactful in terms of how breastfed children are able to kind of grow and prosper in the world. And it's certainly an advantage for the mother to breastfeed their children. And we're completely supportive of that. And we provide lactation consultants while they're inpatient, but also in our practice, we see all of our mothers 1 week after delivery, and we call it a postpartum wellness check. And this provides lactation support, depression screening, and blood pressure monitoring and wound care if needed. And our midwife, Caitlin Greenolf, is also a certified lactation consultant and can help our mothers postpartum as well.
So critical, right? I mean, because who knows what can happen afterwards, and it's, you know, and again, having that support is really, really essential. And that really speaks to our first show, what we discussed in our first show about maternal mortality, right? And the rates of maternal mortality, and having those services really helps mitigate that.
I think that one of the things we have to also discuss with Baby Friendly is that immediate mother-baby bonding. And that's one of the things that we support at Health Alliance, is skin-to-skin bonding for the baby immediately after birth. So we aspire to that in both the vaginal deliveries, but also in the C-sections in the operating room.
Mm-hmm. Right. So important. I mean, you know, I mean, we're talking about millions of years of human evolution, right? That you know, healthy children, you know, with breastfeeding and with that human contact, that bonding, so essential to a child and the mother's well-being. Dr. St. John, so how can our listeners find out more about the baby-friendly services and other maternal care at Health Alliance? How can they specifically get in touch with you or even submit questions that they might have?
Absolutely. So Health Alliance Family Birthplace, we are on the website for WMC Health for Health Alliance. And so they're able to find out more information, even do a virtual tour of our family birthplace.
Wow. Nice.
We are accepting new patients at my practice, which is at 373 Broadway. And our phone number is 845-303-1132. And myself and our midwife, we're accepting new patients, and we are so excited to meet all of your listeners and be of service to them.
And we are so grateful to have you specifically and your team available to us here in our Ulster County community and even a little bit beyond. It's so wonderful to have you on the program to educate us, to inform us, to inspire us to throughout the what is a really wonderful process. So thank you so much. We are really thankful to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great. And you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.